Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're live. I normally don't say the date, but today I'm going to say the date because it is July 4th, and we're going to have a show. Why don't we say the date came over on the text immediately? And the reason is because sometimes we replay the show. Sometimes you want to get the archive of the show for July 4th, and you don't want to hear a lot of stories about July 4th. But July 4th is an important day, obviously, for the United States. We're heard in Canada. In fact, you can hear us around the world on RadioMD.com. But in addition, it's got a lot of implications about things that happen on July 4th, since parties and firecrackers and fireworks. And so we're going to talk a little bit about the hazards and benefits and how you can protect yourself easily from those. Gary Ginsberg will be here. And you say, why did I do a live show on July 4th? Well, the reason I'm going to miss next week. So next week will be a pre-recorded show, or a best of show, as we like to say. But today it's live, and you're welcome to email in UDOCS, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S at gmail.com, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S at gmail.com. Don, I'm dependent on you emailing in to at least say that you can hear the show and that you are even listening on July 4th. Cleveland is a gorgeous day. It's an absolutely perfect day today. 77 as I came into the studio, which is really my office, but we have the studio lines here, as well as bright sun, hardly a cloud in the sky, magnificent day. The Indians won yesterday. The Cavaliers look like they're going to sign most of their, if not all, of their free agents. And, of course, I got to see the best thing in Cleveland ever, which is the Cleveland Orchestra doing patriotic songs at Blossom. If you've never been to Blossom, if you ever want to visit Cleveland, come on the 2nd, 3rd, or 4th of July, because they play at the music festival home of the Cleveland Orchestra, Blossom. Magnificent, followed by perfect, if you will, perfectly timed firecracker fireworks. If you don't want to go to Blossom, you can go downtown in front of the Tower City, which is a gorgeous area, even getting more gorgeous as they're remaking it on usually the a day or two in advance. It's a free show, and the orchestra plays, and it is absolutely magnificent. This is the best of Cleveland, if you will. So in a perfect night again tonight. So if you don't have anything to do, don't listen to the show the rest of the time, or listen to it in the car as you go out to Blossom. Drive out to Blossom on the park. Go on the lawn. I think it's $16 for tickets on the lawn, and anybody under the age of 18 is free. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful Cleveland event. Blossom it with the Cleveland Orchestra, patriotic songs. They even played the Coast Guard anthem. Anyway, the show tonight is going to be talk about what you can do to avoid injury from and asthma problems from dirty air, from firecrackers, as well as how to party, what you should do before you go to a party. We'll also talk about the news of the week. So you're hungover, here's what not to do. We'll talk about that, as well as the adult diseases are now striking children because of poor diet and obesity, and what a lot of people are doing about that. And there is a lot of action even this week about that. So the USDA, United States Department of Agriculture, did something active about that this week, as well as a number of other things. Why are these kids developing adult diseases? You got it. They're malnourished. More than 90% of the kids are not getting the required minimum vitamins and minerals. This is just the minimum to prevent deficiency disease from their current diets. And so you got to give them a multivitamin, and they aren't getting it. And secondly, that they're eating too much empty calories with a lot of sugar, not much else. And that is causing them to get obese. and the obesity is adding to type 2 diabetes and fatty liver disease. We're seeing it in kids as young as 7 or 8 now, where you never used to see it before the ages of 40 or 50. In addition, type 2 diabetes, they said, very rare before 40 or 50 in the old days, now as young as 8. And there is Don. Thank you, Don, for sending the email in. It's so reassuring. Thank you. And you have a happy and healthy 4th as well. And we're going to talk about how to make sure it stays healthy today. So thanks, Don, for emailing in. The other point is that they're developing osteoporosis and they're developing abnormal spine curvature because they're not getting enough calcium or vitamin D or protein in their diet. They're just getting a lot of sugar. So we'll talk about those subjects as well, along with the top 10, if you will. The top 10 of the week include your gut bacteria. So I'm going to talk a lot about gut bacteria tonight, because last Sunday an article came out in the New York Times about it, and that was occasioned by three articles that came out this week on gut bacteria and mental disease. So we'll talk a lot about that. We'll also talk about the CNS proposes changes to the 2-midnight rule. Why you should care. What is the 2-midnight rule? Well, for policy wonks, it is you have to be in the hospital 2 midnights if you're a Medicare patient for the hospital to be able to charge inpatient rates. What happens if you're not in the hospital for 2 days? Well, they can charge outpatient rates. That is, they charge outpatient rates to Medicare, but you get left with a much bigger bill. And it's because of these bigger bills and your complaints about them that Medicare has said on an individual basis, is that good enough? No, it ain't good enough. But they've said on an individual basis, we'll look at the 2-midnight rule. The reason is they consider 2 midnights, if you're not there more than 2 days, maybe you don't need to be an inpatient. And not only that, maybe you don't use as much resources. You're really being observed, not being treated. It's not so. We actively and aggressively treat a lot of people who are here less than 2 days. And the hospitals regularly lose money on that. But anyway, we'll come back to that in a few minutes. We'll also talk about the full list of the top 10. I might as well run it through. Number 14, global obesity epidemic is linked to an oversupply of food available. I'm not sure that's true. We're changing our habits. 13, gastric bypass surgery may be better than diet exercise for treating type 2 diabetes. Number 12, constant exposure to traffic noise may increase your risk for cardiovascular disease. Number 11 was the 2-midnight rule I talked to you about just before, and we'll cover that more. Number 10 is the story on sun comes danger and what to do, what type of sunblock to wear. I'm going to give you the short form on that one. It's a micronized zinc oxide. So you're hungover, here's what's not to do is number 9. Number 8 is the adult diseases striking children. Number 7, and these are in not order of importance, but order that I picked them up this week. Number 7, can the bacteria in your gut explain your mood? Number 6, consumers are unclear about the risks and benefits of e-cigarettes. Number 5, can you breathe? Fireworks pollute, study says. Number 4, PTSD in women is tied to heart disease and stroke risk. I didn't know there were that many women getting PTSD, but there are. Number 3, USDA proposes healthier fare for children and adult daycares. Number 2, Chobani is selected as the Greek yogurt provider for school lunches, and we'll talk about why that's a good thing. And number 1 is where sugar might be hiding in your child's food. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I didn't even tell you that we're going to talk about expectant fathers at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back, and I'll tell you a secret about that. That's a very important segment at the bottom of the hour on You, the Owner's Manual Radio.
Remember when Grandpa used to slip a little whiskey into his coffee? Well, we sure don't recommend that to anyone. But if you want your coffee to be maximized, then spike it with Java Jolt from Action Energy. What is Java Jolt? Action Energy specifically designed Java Jolt for the coffee drinker to add a jolt to your cup so that your coffee will now be chock full of a special blend of healthy nutrients and minerals like ginseng, green tea extract, vitamins B6 and B12, caffeine, and vitamin C. Now, that's the kind of coffee I like. Java Jolt and the complete line of Action Energy Nutritional Energy Shots are available at selected retail stores. Go to ActionEnergyAE.com for more information. ActionEnergyAE.com. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Royce and Articles and Health Tips on Radio MD.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
We're talking about loving ourselves. You know, how many times have we seen women looking for external validation? This is pretty common, isn't it, Dr. Thomas?
This is really what I call the pain point for human beings.
And Michelle King Robeson.
Ambien now is the first drug in the country where it's a different dose for men than women. The first one.
The naked truth about women.
Pay attention to your body. Okay, that's number one. And that's like a, what I call a KGO, keen grasp of the obvious. Okay, let's do it. Now, what's the next one? Come on, Michelle, let's rock and roll.
No processed foods. If you can't pronounce it, you can't eat it. Okay.
And then get your annual exams. You know the ones you've canceled 13 times already? Okay.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
We're talking about loving ourselves. You know, how many times have we seen women looking for external validation? This is pretty common, isn't it, Dr. Thomas?
This is really what I call the pain point for human beings.
And Michelle King Robeson.
Ambien now is the first drug in the country where it's a different dose for men than women. The first one.
The naked truth about women.
Pay attention to your body. Okay, that's number one. And that's like a, what I call a KGO, keen grasp of the obvious. Okay, let's do it. Now, what's the next one? Come on, Michelle, let's rock and roll.
No processed foods. If you can't pronounce it, you can't eat it. Okay.
And then get your annual exams. You know the ones you've canceled 13 times already? Okay.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. I hope you're doing well. It's July 4th. So let's talk about all those things about July 4th. But first, I forgot to mention in the first segment in setting up the show how great a guest we have at the bottom of the hour and what you can do to win his books. So, send a question pertaining to expectant fathers to udocs, y-o-u-d-o-c-s at gmail.com, y-o-u-d-o-c-s at gmail.com. I can tell you that the best of the questions, we will award a book on the expectant father. The Ultimate Guide for Dads-to-Be and The New Father, A Dad's Guide to the First Years. They're published by Abbeville Press, but the author is Armin A. Brott. Armin A. Brott, for the last 15 years, he's been devoted to providing men with the tools, support, and knowledge to help them become the fathers they want to be and their families need them to be. So this is a great book by Armin Brott and a wonderful subject. We're even going to let Sonar, our fantastic engineer, compete for this book because he is I don't know if you say it. Is this the way to say it, Sonar, a pregnant father?
I think so. My stomach's definitely looking like I'm a pregnant father.
He's a pregnant father. And, of course, pregnancy comes to fathers if they're really lucky. So my question as a potential grandfather is, how do you encourage the father and daughter-in-law to have kids so that I can give them one of Armin's books on the expectant father in justified fashion? But in any case, Armin Brott from California, he runs the show Positive Parenting, a weekly radio program that airs live in San Francisco Bay Area, as well as is available on the web. He has written in virtually all of the great journals, including New York Times, Newsweek, American Baby, Parenting, Child, Men's Health, Washington Post, etc. And the book is The Expectant Father, The Ultimate Guide for Dads-to-Be and The New Father, A Dad's Guide to the First Years. So he's coming down at the half past, and we're looking forward to listening to Armin Brott answer your questions and some of mine. And Armin, of course, is the author of more than one book. I think he's got 13 books, The Expectant Father, The New Father, a whole bunch of other books, The Military Father, Advice for Dads-to-Be, The Expectant Father, Facts, Tips, and Advice, a whole bunch of different books. I think it's 8 different books that Armin Brott has written. So we're looking forward to hearing him give us pearls of wisdom, including Sonar. Let me talk a little bit about July 4th, since we are doing this live July 4th. 1,900 are injured in the U.S. I'm sorry, 9,000 are injured in the U.S., 1,900 in the eyes on the 4th of July. That's just on the 4th of July. I know when I was doing anesthesia, I used to hate 2 days. One was Halloween, because kids would get run over and they'd be in the costumes when they came in. And the second I would hate being on call with was July 4th, because it should be such a great holiday, right? But in fact, kids don't wear goggles. The family members don't wear goggles. And they do things crazily. Usually going to pro shows is the best way of doing it. Enjoying the show at pro, have some beverages, have some picnic until 9, prepare the kids to stay up late, and then, of course, they will stay up and run around with all those fantastic fireworks. So it's easy to get caught up in the beautiful spectacle of a fireworks display, but you've got to do 2 things. One is protect yourself if you're doing it yourself. I would always worry about people lighting bottles, bottle bombs, etc., and not being fast enough to get out of the way. And secondly, if you have breathing problems, make sure you don't stay downwind, because the poor air quality following fireworks can literally take the breath away of Americans who have breathing problems, especially asthma. Fireworks can cause enough secondhand smoke and irritants to trigger symptoms that might require more asthma medication than normal, or even a more aggressive intervention. So if you're going to a fireworks display, take the asthma medication, take your inhalers, and make sure you probably want to limit it. You don't want to get too close. You don't want to get downwind from smoke or particulates. Especially if it's a large local show or neighborhood display. And take your regular asthma medications regularly. If you sometimes need an inhaler, as I said, make sure you take it and make sure it's got stuff in it and make sure you know how to get out of there if you need to get out of there. Now, what about general planning for parties? Well, it's best to go to events always feeling full and satisfied. So that means usually eating a bigger breakfast than that normal that day, a bowl of oatmeal, an omelet with veggies, a slice of whole grain toast. I like, if you will, Greek yogurt. It's double thick, meaning it's got a lot more protein and no sugar added. So no sugar added, double thick yogurt. Stay hydrated by bringing your own water bottle to sip on. You got to make sure that wherever you're going has bathrooms available. If you do that, keeping a water bottle, your own water bottle in your hand also keeps your hands busy, making it more challenge to balance a heavy plate and making it more of a challenge to have more than a drink or a plate on your hands. I like to always keep one hand free, your right hand, so you can shake hands, gesture, do fist bumps, etc. Load your plate with more fresh fruit and veggies than any other option. Always opt for lean protein, poultry, seafood, legumes, nuts, egg whites, hummus, those things. And then pick one or two of your absolute favorite treats. Don't have much of them, but savor. Really savor. Put that in your mouth. Rub it around. Think about it. And split up the time sitting at these events by taking a walk. Walk around the block. Whenever we went for Thanksgiving dinner at my, and do go to Thanksgiving dinner at my sister's, we do this. We walk 3 or 4 times around, which is about a mile around each time, before dinner, and 3 or 4 times around after dinner, always getting our 10,000 steps in every day. It prevents mindless grazing. And remember these words, strive for progress, not perfection. And after the event, reflect on what really went well and what you'd like to change the next time, because there is going to be a next July 4th. Look forward to it. We're already getting some questions. I do want you to send in questions for Mr. Dad, Super Dad, Armin Brott, author of The Expectant Father, The Ultimate Guide for Dads-to-Be, and The New Father, second book, The New Father, A Dad's Guide to the First Years, both published by Abbeville. He's actually got The Military Father and a number of other books. He has a weekly radio show called Positive Parenting. Send us questions. And Dennis, I appreciate questions, but send us questions, and you can send multiple questions to Superdad Armin Brott, who's coming to us from California, and I really appreciate his coming to us on July 4th. When we come back in the second hour, now we usually don't talk about the second hour, but I can't resist it, we're going to talk about the adult diseases now striking children because of poor diet. We'll talk more about them. So stay tuned for both hours today. I need company. Radio MD, stay well while you listen to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're the passionate show that helps you take control of your genes so you can live longer with a higher quality of life and with more wealth too. And I'll get back to what I am saying with more wealth too, because we're going to have some guests on that pretty soon. We'll be right back.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
What we have to do now is we have to demand at the highest levels, National Institutes of Health and big funders, that before any study is done, that male and females are both included and that the sex differences are teased out.
And Michelle King-Robson.
Only 37% of clinical trials today are done on women, and that had to be passed by Congress to even get that done.
The Naked Truth about women.
We as physicians are now being asked to look at many of these medications, start at the lowest dose possible in women.
And the FDA said that too, that, you know, just prescribe the lowest dose. But we need to review all drugs for women.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
How would you like to turn back the clock to a more youthful you without surgery or painful injections in the comfort of your own home? A weekly Purigenix collagen mask and daily serum application will make your face look smoother, lift sagging and loose skin, and restore the promise of youth to skin weakened by aging, sun damage, and acne scarring. This amazing product has been sold only to plastic surgeons and skincare professionals, but Purigenix is offering it to the listeners of Dr. Suzanne Wellness for Life Radio for $300 below the retail price with free overnight shipping. Simply go to drsuzanne.com/collagen to receive this special offer and turn back time to a sexy, younger you. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/collagen.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
What we have to do now is we have to demand at the highest levels, National Institutes of Health and big funders, that before any study is done, that male and females are both included and that the sex differences are teased out.
And Michelle King-Robson.
Only 37% of clinical trials today are done on women, and that had to be passed by Congress to even get that done.
The Naked Truth about women.
We as physicians are now being asked to look at many of these medications, start at the lowest dose possible in women.
And the FDA said that too, that, you know, just prescribe the lowest dose. But we need to review all drugs for women.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well. RadioMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and we have a treat for you. Armin Brott, author, fantastic author, of the books relating to fatherhood and what expectant fathers should know. There are all kinds of books. Of course, What to Expect When You're Expecting is the most prominent of the books for women. I'd like to say that ours, You're Having a Baby, is done well, but it didn't do well, even though it's a fantastic book. I must admit that Mehmet and I wrote about 8 years ago. It still keeps selling, but at a low level, You Having a Baby. But Armin Brott has done a series of books. He's host of Positive Parenting, a weekly radio program that airs in the San Francisco Bay Area, a number of other markets, as well as on Armed Forces Radio. He is the Ask Mr. Doc, Mr. Dad, national syndicated column host, as well as has written a number of bestsellers, including The Expectant Father, The Ultimate Guide for Dads-to-Be, and The New Father, Dad's Guide to the First Years, both published by Abbeville Press, as well as he has also written The Military Father, A Hands-on Guide for Deployed Dads, and a number of others. Now, Armin, thanks very much for coming on. We've got a series of questions for you already lined up, and I told people that if they send emails in advance, or send emails anytime now, udocs@gmail.com, we'll try and get the questions to you, and the best question will, in fact, get a book. So Dennis asks a question, and we'll start out with this. We've entered the nesting phase of our first pregnancy and now have a new vacuum, two new couches, and a fancy crock pot. How do most dads make it through the last trimester without drowning in the new? Why does a baby need new living room furniture?
Baby doesn't need new living room furniture. If it were me, I would take most of that stuff back. I think what a baby needs is a couple of changes of clothes, some diapers, a nice place to change the baby, and a crib. I am just not a big believer in gadgets and overloading your house with stuff that you just don't need, especially because the baby's going to grow out of the stuff in an incredibly short amount of time. And if you've loaded up with all sorts of fancy things that are going to last you 3 months, you're going to be really unhappy.
And obviously new couches last for a long time. That's not a bad thing in general to have new couches.
How many do you need, though?
That's the exact question from the new dad. So what does one do when the wife comes and says, I need a couch? In other words, there is this phase when I think women say, this is nesting, if you will. We need to change our home.
Oh, I think in particular in the latter stages of pregnancy, you say, yes, dear. And you do what she asks. I think it's the sanest and smartest thing to do. I mean, it's important to understand what she's going through in that last couple of months is that she's really focusing on the dad in particular. And is he going to be there? Is he going to love me? Is he going to love the baby? And so you as the dad have got to do those to demonstrate those things, even though you're still going through something completely different. You're going through what she went through a month or so before, a couple months before, which is, can we afford this? How am I going to be a good dad? That's which are very different things. So you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself to be the perfect dad and the most incredible husband and spouse, and she's going to be putting a lot of pressure on you to be there and demonstrate on a constant level how much you love her and how much you care about her, how committed you are to being there for the baby.
There's another question here that's a little, it's a Cleveland question, if you will. The engineer is in Chicago, as you probably have learned, and the uplink is in New York City to the satellite. I'm in Cleveland. You're in probably Oakland or Piedmont or someplace around the Bay Area, judging from the area code Armin Brott we're talking to. But this is a Cleveland thing. LeBron James seems to demonstrate a difference in the NBA players from this episode from prior episodes, maybe 10 or 20 years ago. Maybe it still goes on. He seems to be a good dad. How did he do that without a role model for a dad?
You know, I got to tell you, I was just having a conversation about this very thing with a nephew of mine who's a fanatical basketball fan, and we just had our Golden State Warriors just won the finals and happened to overcome LeBron. We're looking at him and thinking he really did not come into fatherhood with all of the advantages that some other people do. So I don't know how he did it exactly, but I think what he's got somehow, in the same way that he has this incredible amount of talent and an incredible ability to pass without looking and to be in the right place at the right time, I think he has translated that somehow into his life, and he said, I don't care whether somebody passes me a good set of genes or somebody passes me a role model. I am going to be there. I am going to do the right thing at the right time. So I think it's a wonderful example of not, you know, this whole thing about the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. It does. It falls really far from the tree if you make it. And he's made that commitment, and he's decided that whatever obstacles, whether he knew his father or not, he's decided to overcome that and to be the kind of father that he wants to be and that his kids need him to be.
It's interesting, when you look at the statistics, it is that 16% of father, actually I have a question we'll get to in a second, but 16% of men report that they father one child, 16%, two children, and 16% three or more kids. And I guess 50% report not having any kids. Isn't that an interesting? Is that right? Is it now 50% of our men don't have a child?
No, I don't think that's right at all. I'd want to look at those statistics. I can't tell you exactly what they are, but I mean, we all know that something like north of 80% of women have kids. So I can't imagine that only 50% of men and 80% of women are having kids. That means that the guys are awfully busy, or the women are awfully busy, and the guys aren't doing much. I would say that it's got to be closer to 75.
Gotcha. And the same survey said that among men who report themselves to be homosexual, bisexual, 22% have a biologic child. But that doesn't come back to how you prepare for pregnancy. And the question, another question is, how does technology change fatherhood? In other words, are fathers taking many more pictures? Are they, what else are they doing differently? And is that good or bad?
Well, there's a couple things. In the very early stages of fatherhood, I think the internet and dad blogger groups and parenting groups and the ability to find pretty much anything you want anytime you want has made it so much easier for dads to ask the kinds of questions that they might have been embarrassed to ask in person. So they can go online and they can talk to other guys who are going through the same thing. They can, you know, again, ask these questions without feeling embarrassed or feeling like they have to know everything or feeling like they don't want their wife to worry about them. So that part of technology has been fantastic. I think that a little bit further into fatherhood, starting at probably age two even these days, we have to deal with the tablets and the phones and the touch screens and the kinds of technology that our kids are being exposed to that we were never exposed to. I mean, until we started having kids, probably. And so there's dealing with that. I mean, taking advantage of the incredible amount of technology and the ability to do things and take pictures and post them on Instagram and get comments, and that's wonderful. On the other hand, you've got, I think, way too much happening way too soon for kids.
When we come back, we're going to continue to talk to Mr. Dad, MrDad.com, MRDAD.com, Armin Brott, who is called Super Dad. The book and the references to Positive Parenting, a weekly radio program he runs, and the books are tremendous. The New Father. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Armin Brott.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, this is so
great.
Much fun.
Uh-huh.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you an athletic person who's into fitness? Then you need to share with your friends the news about Action Energy's Sport and Fitness Energy Shot. It's made for you. Whether you're a weekend warrior or you keep a regular fitness regime, this exciting energy blend is the one. It's scientifically formulated to help sports and fitness enthusiasts increase their performance with a unique blend of caffeine, vitamin B12, electrolytes, raspberry ketones, and amino acids to help increase endurance. Now, that's the kind of sports and energy shot I like. Check out the complete line of Action Energy Nutritional Energy Shots available at selected retail stores or go to actionenergyae.com and check out the Sport and Fitness Energy Shot from Action Energy. Be the difference. actionenergyae.com. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Royce and Articles and Health Tips on Radio MD.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, this is so great.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious. Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
There's more of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And we're talking to Erman Brott, B-R-O-T-T, who's the author of a fabulous set of books relating to fathers and parenting, The Expectant Father, The Ultimate Guide for Dads-to-Be, and The New Father, A Dad's Guide to the First Years. I'm going to modify one of these questions that was asked. It is, I know mom's voice is heard by baby, and they respond to her after birth because of that voice. At least that's what I've heard. What about dad's voice? Is dad's voice heard by the baby before delivery, and do they respond to dad's voice because of that? And if so, how does a deployed dad start bonding before the baby arrives?
Boy, that's a lot of questions. I guess the short answer about the mom part is yes, they definitely respond to mom's voices. And there have been all sorts of wonderful studies about this where researchers had moms read one particular story and then they had them occasionally read another one. And after the babies were, this is during the pregnancy, after the babies were born, the babies chose, I mean, when they were just days old, they chose by adjusting the speed of their sucking on a specially rigged pacifier to hear the story that their mother read more than the one that she didn't read. So there's no question that that's happening. There's also no question that babies are responding to dads as well. And I highly recommend, this is one of the things that I do, that I talk to military dads all the time about, which is before you go, if you've got a pregnant wife, you record yourself reading some stories and, you know, simple things, the Good Night Moon or the Cat in the Hat, something with a nice rhythm to it that's not too long or too complicated, and have your wife play that every day during the pregnancy and have the wife play that every day after the baby is born. And for those guys, they come back home and they start saying in the great green room, you know, with the first lines of something that they've read all the time, and the kid will turn to look at them. That instantly brings them so much closer to the baby. And it's exactly the same thing whether you're deployed or not. If you're, if you're in a regular family, your wife is having a baby, within minutes after the baby's born, if you start saying something and the baby turns to look at you, which is what will happen most of the time, that is something that brings the dads and the kids so much closer than just sort of looking at this kid and thinking, what do I do now?
I guess that's one way technology has, to answer the other question, that's one way technology has really changed things, because you could record it on an iPhone or an Android phone and ship it.
You could.
Your wife play it all the time, as opposed to, it was pretty tough to, back in the 70s, I guess you could have done it on a dictating machine and used the dictating machine or a tape recorder. But we didn't have the digital recorders that are currently available. So that helps answer that other question, too.
There's no question. It's a lot easier now, yeah.
And this obviously is a personal question. When we're trying to encourage our children, our son, who's recently married, to have grandkids, is there anything we should do in the expectant father range? Should we buy your book and send it to him as a hint? What do you do?
I hear from a lot of women who buy the book and use that as an announcement, a way of saying, honey, we're expecting, kind of a thing. I think that would be a really great gift. I mean, I'm not just trying to sell books, but I mean, honestly, I think that would be a nice thing. I mean, it coming from you especially and saying, hey, you know what? We want you to do this. We want you to be prepared. We know it can be kind of frightening. And you may not have I may not have been around as much or whatever else you want to say. But to say, we're here for you and we're going to start giving you the resources that you need and that you want as quickly as possible. And we'll always be here to answer any other questions that you want. But we're in your corner. You're not doing this alone. I think that's what sending a book like The Expectant Father does.
What a great idea. So I like that one, both as a idea. And so if you want to bundle them and you're listening to the show, you can send You Having a Baby to your family members who are potentially going to have a child, as well as, now, which of the books should they send? The Expectant Father, The New Father, which is the best one for non-military?
Oh, for non-military, I think for somebody who is either in a pregnancy situation or pre-pregnancy like your son, I would say The Expectant Father is the one. But, that expectant part only lasts 9 months. So you can buy both of them together. They're not that expensive. The New Father, A Dad's Guide to the First Year is also, it continues the process of explaining every step of the way what's going on with the mom, what's going on with the baby, what the dad is going through, how he should be involved at every stage of the pregnancy, and then how he should be involved at every stage of fatherhood. It's so important for the dads to know what's going on with the kid, especially after they sure have a baby in hand. What's an appropriate way to do things? I think a lot of guys have, I have these memories of making these Willie Mays catches, running, dead away from home plate when I was about 6 years old. And somebody told me years ago, no, you didn't. That never happened because a 6 year old cannot physically make a catch like that. So we have these ideas in our head of all the things that we want to do and what's appropriate for a kid, and a lot of it's not. So understanding where our kids are child developmentally and intelligently and how much we should expect from them as far as vocabulary, that's really important to being an involved dad. It keeps you from getting frustrated by trying to do things with your kid that he's not ready to do.
Isn't that great? I like that. Now, there's some other questions that are really, I'm laughing only because, I got a note here. You better hope that your kids are not listening.
No, my kids don't listen either there.
What about adopting a baby? Is it harder to bond with a child that is not biologically yours? And how do you prepare if you're a guy for adopting a baby?
I think really and truly a place to start would be looking at the expectant father and you having a baby. I'm sure has got a lot of the same stuff in there. The part before you have a baby, and it's harder to pin down exactly what the time's going to be if you're adopting, but the time before that, you could consider it a psychological pregnancy. You're getting ready. You're getting ready for the baby to come into your life. You're changing. And so it can be somewhat harder to bond. And part of what people have to get over, especially dads, and especially dads who might have not been able to get their wife pregnant, is the feeling of failure and the feeling of resigned to second best kind of a thing. And I'm not saying that adopting is failure or second best, but I think a lot of people feel that, and adopting is not their first choice. So getting over that is going to be really important.
Ah, isn't that important? Thank you very much. This is a great segment on having being an expectant father, the ultimate guide for dads to be, and the new father, a dad's guide to the first years, and of course the military father. You can listen to the show Positive Parenting.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
This is Meryl Streep. Over the years, I have played some characters you could call controlling, but the truth is, there's so much in life we can't control. But here's something we can. Colorectal cancer. It affects men and women, and it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., which is astounding, considering it's almost entirely preventable. Here's how. Most colon cancers start as polyps, and screening helps find polyps so they can be removed before they even turn into cancer. Screening also finds this cancer early, when treatment works best. For me, screening was simple and quick. It was no big deal, except for the huge sense of relief you feel afterwards. There are several tests that you can choose from. If you're 50 or older, you should talk to your doctor. Decide which one's right for you. Take control. Do everything you can to prevent colon cancer. Screening saves lives. It could really save your life. For more information, call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.